Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Bob Ninkovich has been in this morning filling in for LB, and I feel like, I don't want to call you out, but I feel like you lied to us.
There's a correction. I need to make a correction.
Yeah.
When I said I didn't play Pee Wee football, I played 1 year, fifth grade. I had to play on varsity because I was a little chubby.
Uh-huh.
I was 145 pounds.
How tall?
Really short. So
been there.
Chubby kid.
Been there.
So I was chubby before I hit my growth spurt.
Still there.
Before I hit my growth spurt.
Yeah.
So to lose 10 pounds, because the weight limit was 135, I placed garbage bags on myself and ran around the field to lose 10 pounds as a 10-year-old kid.
Fifth grade.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So I made the weight limit. I never played because I was really bad.
Yeah. And that was it.
But when I say I don't, like, sometimes coaching is silly with these young kids, there was this thing that they used to do, and they would do, like, there was a chute, and it was like low to stay low, and you could lower it or raise it depending on, you know, how big the kids are. And it was low, and there'd be a kid and a kid facing each other, like going one-on-one, and a coach behind each kid. And as they were going at each other, they would push them into each other to, like, experience what it feels like to hit someone hard.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
God.
But I remember standing there as a fifth grader being like, that is really, really stupid. Yeah. Like, that doesn't seem smart, you know? I didn't do it because they were looking at me like, this kid, you know, he's chubby. He's never going to play slow. Like, just let him be in the back.
Wait a second. Did you just... On Instagram, did you just send me the picture of you as a...
That's
as,
me.
As a,
yeah.
Why are you wearing a Jets jersey?
Well, because it was a South Holland Jets team. Yeah.
How do I share that from my DMs, Danielle? Can you help your work husband with a technological issue?
Yeah, where's my push
photo?
Present?
Okay.
Can you save that?
If you're not following me on Instagram, you should be. Greg Hill 107 is how you can follow me on Instagram. And I will share this youth football photo that Rob Ninkovich just shared with me, so you can see what Ninko looked like the 1 year that he played youth football. And you, if you weren't listening earlier, to sum up the discussion, Rob Ninkovich believes that Massachusetts may have it right if they are to pass a bill that would ban tackling in youth football until high school. So Rob Ninkovich, surprisingly... says that would be the way to go. All right. Is that all
set? Screenshot that.
Don't need 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They don't need to just get bundled.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just go on Instagram or go on any web thing on the web and just type in, like, Pee Wee football hits. And it's like, you're like, that's ridiculous. Kids don't need to have those.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of outlets to play football, and you don't need to hit each other like that. You know, when you go to high school, like, yeah, okay, go play tackle football. That's cool. Like, you're 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. You can protect yourself.
There's another crisis that we need to talk about this morning, and this is a massive cheese sauce emergency, and you know, I'm the czar of sauce. Mm. What is your favorite sauce?
Like, I like pub cheese. It's not a sauce.
Okay.
The pub soft pub cheese with, like, some of those flat, like the crisp pretzels, the, like, flat thin ones.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
What about beer cheese? You like beer cheese on pretzels?
Yeah, yeah. It's good. But like the soft pub, like the soft cheese, and you can get it at the store. It's like kind of whipped.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I could eat that whole thing.
Really?
So good.
Yeah.
Or what's the other one, the dipping sauce? It's so good. What's it called? It's like the French onion dip, but it's not. Oh. It's called, like, so
good. Hell of a good?
Hella good. It's hella good.
Really?
That's good stuff, too. With Lay's potato chips are my weakness.
Really?
Lay's?
Lay's?
Original Lay's, like the yellow Lay's bag.
Yeah.
Well, you just heard Shoes a Pringles guy. I love Pringles.
Pringles. See, Pringles, they seem so like just
fake.
Fake.
Yeah. Like cardboardy kind of.
Yeah, no, but they're just pressed into that.
Yeah, and they're then they put
them in. But you eat them because, you know, you make the, I'm a duck. You put the thing, you know, as a kid. Yeah. But you go Lay's. You look at the ingredients in Lay's, it's just potatoes, and then they slice it up real thin and fry them up, boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good.
Pringles are like the generic supermarket version of a chicken nugget, like that's just sponge and breading, and it's got some, you know, it's like
Yeah, like you ever
acne,
eat a chicken nugget, you bite into it, and you look at the meat, and you're like,
sponge.
Why is there like little, like, seems like bubbled areas that it's
it looks like
a pressed
coral
together.
Reef.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It's just weird.
Yeah, that's what Pringles are.
But they're good with some buffalo sauce.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And Pringles come in about 200 flavors.
There is a lot of flavors. Yeah. I like the French onion.
I feel like you damaged my phone, Daniel.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
I texted you the photo. Check your text message.
I know that, but now Instagram, I can't get the freaking thing. All right. Anyway, I will get it going. So anyway, this cheese sauce controversy is happening in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah. There's a place called Kennywood Park.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an amusement park. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they serve this dish called the potato patch, and it's like a cheese fry with bacon. There's been a huge social media revolt because they changed the cheese sauce and everyone noticed immediately. So they started posting on Facebook and on the gram. You know, one person said, y'all, this is not potato patch cheese. Then there were the conspiracy theories that came in. Who changed the cheese? Who gave the authorization to change the cheese? What's the new cheese? Why did we make the change? It was such a big problem that Kennywood actually had to make a formal announcement that they're going back to the OG cheese formula because so many people were upset about it.
Yeah.
Now, Sandra Calloway is one of the first people who noticed, and she was pissed off.
I'm pretty passionate about my cheese. I knew immediately they changed it. Ruined my day. Everybody was complaining about it. I'm happy Kennywood's getting the message that you don't mess with family traditions. I know there's bigger things in life to be worried about, but cheese is a big deal.
Can't think of anything bigger than cheese to worry about in life, I got to tell you.
Seriously.
Cheese sauce is very important.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah. And a tradition of cheese.
Yeah. How do you feel about poutine?
Huh?
Poutine?
What?
You don't know what poutine is?
It's a Canadian specialty, Ninko.
French fries, gravy, cheese curds. It's got cheese curds in it.
I've never had it.
Oh, it's amazing. If done right. Yeah.
If done right, I've never experienced.
You like the fries, fried cheese curds? I'm a big fan of those.
Fried cheese curds?
Yeah, very good.
Very, very good. Speaking of Canada.
Yes.
Because there are no Canadian teams left in the NHL playoffs.
They won't even show the games?
Well, they are showing the games, but for the first time ever, the NHL playoffs were not the number one rated television program the other night in Canada.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Makes sense, but wow. That's like...
They were beaten by Mary's Cooking Crush.
Stop it.
Which is a Canadian television cooking show.
Really?
I don't enjoy
watching cooking shows.
You don't?
Except for your breakfast casserole.
You made my breakfast casserole at Christmas time?
Yeah,
yes.
Good.
Oh,
yes. Good.
Yes.
Oh, Mary's quite attractive.
Mary's a smoke.
Yeah, huh?
She's a ginger
She's
smoke.
Got like a Kate Pearson from the B-52s thing going. She's got like
maybe
the red
that's
hair.
Why.
Maybe that's it.
She's late night.
She's very attractive.
Oh, I like the glasses too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's good stuff. Now I have to watch Mary's Kitchen Crush for
bangs.
Lunch.
That's weird because the religion that hockey is in Canada.
Yeah, I know.
And most of the players are Canadian anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Not my team, though. Not my team. Don't care.
I guess.
Not my team.
Yeah. Wow, that is crazy.
Nice and cold, watch a cooking show, eat a lot of food.
Yeah.
So are they going to have Mary's Kitchen Crush night in Canada instead of hockey night in Canada?
Probably. They probably will.
Oh, man.
Well, that won't happen tonight. You said earlier that you want the Bruins to sweep tonight.
And it sets the tone, like, the next team that they play, they'll be like, wow, they just swept.
Yeah.
Decent team. They're good. They're a good team. They're rolling right now. And the momentum thing, if you need to like have the momentum, like to go into the next thing to win the cup, like maybe you're not set up to be the championship team. Like, you're the best team. Get yourself recovered and go out there and play the series and win it. You know, like if you're the best team. So as far as like the guys that are injured, if I was a player, I would be like, okay, we need to go out here, get the job done, and let's go get a couple days to have our treatment and practice hard and get ready to go for the next team we play.
Like, I think the NFL. I think the NFL playoffs ought to be best of three series.
Ooh.
Oh my god! Really?
I wouldn't even be here right now. I'd be drooling somewhere if there was a best of three. It'd be very bad for everyone involved.
AFC Championship Series.
Oh.
The AFC.
Dude, that would just be makes me cringe to think about it. Like, just it gives me like the shakes to think about that.
Yeah.
Three games. You'd be
dead, right?
Smoked.
Just dead. All right. We're going to get Ninkovic to handle the sports because that is why he is here this morning. And of course, if you weren't listening earlier, we have a professional intro for your sports report.
And now, Rob Ninkovic.
We're going to have to wrap this up.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
All right, what do you got for us
all
over
right.
there, Nick?
So the Bruins go for a four-game sweep of the Hurricanes tonight in Carolina. They play for the Eastern Conference Final, with Boston leading the best-of-seven matchup 3-0. The game starts at 8 p.m. And other NHL stuff going on. The Sharks outlasted the Blues 5-4 in overtime in the Game 3 of the West Finals in St. Louis. The Sharks lead the series 2-1 with Game 4 tomorrow. In baseball, in the Red Sox department, Michael Chavis singled in the winning run of the bottom of the 10th inning as the Red Sox beat the Rockies 6-5 at Fenway. J.D. Martinez homered and drove in three for the Boston, which blew an early 5-0 lead. The Sox are off today, but will face the Astros in a 3-game homestand this weekend. In the NBA, the Bucks got a jump on the NBA Eastern Finals Conference with a 108-100 win over the Raptors in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez had 29 points for the Bucks, who also host Game 2 tomorrow. The Warriors host the Trailblazers tonight in Game 2 of the West Finals, leading that series 1-0.
Not bad, Ninko.
Yeah. Bravo.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Purdue. I can read.
How many years at Purdue? Did you get it done in 4 or?
Two.
A two?
So two. A transfer in, okay?
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah.
Transfer
2
in.
Years.
Well, I mean, when you look at the Red Sox, you will. We talked about this a little bit earlier, but how do you think you go from winning the World Series to being in the situation that they're in right now, struggling? It's pretty much the same team.
Yeah, same team. I mean, it could be a lot of things.
I think it's what you mentioned earlier. So you win a championship, and it changes the attitude. There's the pressure of repeating.
Yes.
There's the high. The ego may be bigger. That could change chemistry in the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. You know,
and then everybody else is looking at you as the championship team. So every team that comes in to play you, they're like, hey, look, we're playing the champs. Let's go out there and embarrass them. Let's go make, you know, let's set the tone and win this series. Let's go out here and win and beat the championship team, and then we'll measure ourselves accordingly based on how we look against a really good baseball team. So, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. Plus, the season in baseball is so long.
Yeah.
You know, like, they could be like, all right, we won the championship. We had our victory tour. Spring training already? You know, like, geez.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that the brilliance of Bill Belichick that he gets you guys ready?
Yes.
Having won the last year, and Alex Cora is obviously theoretically not able to do that, or hasn't been able to do that.
They're showing signs of life, but it's taken a long time.
Yeah.
It's like it's been an extended spring training, and now the pitching is just finally coming around, and it's like, you know, we're going towards the end of May here.
Yeah.
You got to have a good mix of veterans and hungry young guys. So there's always going to be in the football, there's always a turnover anyway because of the sport and how guys just don't last. But when you can get, you know, a great leader to be on a team like Tom or, you know, the McCourty brothers. And so, you know, for example, last year you have the McCourty twins. One of them has never played in a playoff game and the other one had played in a ton. So they're all like, you look, Jason's like, okay, I need to play in a playoff game. I want to win a Super Bowl. This is my opportunity. And then, you know, look at Dev. He's like, look, my brother's never played. I want to go out here and I want to win for, you know, like for each other. They go out there and do something special. You have a good mix of guys that are hungry. They want to win. And then guys that have done it, they want to continue to that tradition. And if you do that year in and year out, guys that are coming in, they're like, hey, I want to continue. I don't want to be the guy that lets down these guys that are leaders and have been here a long time. And I want to carry on a tradition of winning. Mm-hmm. And then that's how you get that special every year. It's a new year. You don't want to be the team. I remember playing and being like, I don't want to be the team that doesn't win the division.
Yeah.
Because they haven't not won it in 10 years.
Right. You don't want to be on that team.
You don't want to be that team because, look, you're going to be just it is what it is. You're going to be called out and people are going to talk about you and, you know, dudes that never played football are going to be on the radio talking smack, you know, and you want to smack them because they don't know what they're talking about, but, you know, they get paid, I guess. And, you know, it's just you get to the point of you don't want to let down the guys next to you and you don't want to let down the guys that played previously because they've created something. They created something. And, you know, nothing lasts forever, but right now they still got the best quarterback in the league. You got the Jets firing their GM after the draft, which is laughable. You know, it's laughable. Like, let's fire the GM right now. So they're not going to be there. The Bills have like 30 new guys on that roster. Mm-hmm. They're searching for whatever they're going to be. Miami's got a new quarterback. Yeah, they got a new coach. You know, Flo's, I love B. Flo. He's smart, but they're not going to be it this year. You know, it's going to take time.
Yeah.
So who's the best in the division right now? Hands down, Patriots.
It's going to be them.
So now they got to go out there and do it. You know, that's the hard part. Is every Sunday you're getting everyone's best shot, and you just got to consistently be able to go out there and play good football. Because there's more teams go out there and they lose than actually go out there and win. You know, they go out there and they have turnovers or they play dumb football situationally. They have no idea what they're doing. You know, I watch other teams and I'm like, what are you thinking? You know, like you watch Carolina. And Cam Newton has no situational awareness and he'll let the clock run down to zero and not get 3 points out of it. They end up losing by three or something. You know, it's like those are the things that are beat over the heads of everyone that's in the locker room with the Patriots of, look, you're going to be smart. You're going to understand situations. You're going to know what we need to do to win and let the other team go out there and make the mistakes. And we just slowly but surely keep after them.
What did you think of OBJ saying that Cleveland Browns are going to be the new Patriots?
It's laughable. It's laughable.
It's laughable?
Like,
it's laughable.
And then people get on me for this. He reminds me of somebody that is really talented, and we might know who it is, that's really talented, but just talks too much and makes a lot of excuses. You know? Did we hear anybody like that this year? I don't know. Dribble something? But anyway.
Kyrie Irving?
Maybe.
OBJ reminds you of Kyrie Irving.
Like, they're freaks, the best athletes, whatever. But, like, you know, OBJ before the game, if the camera's on him, he'll run in the middle of the field and spin the football and try and kick a field goal. Just catch the football and shut up. Like, I don't care if you can kick a football. Everyone in the NFL can kick a football, except for Cody Parkey, who missed it.
Oh.
So basically... You say OBJ very similar to Kyrie. I mean, you were saying that Kyrie ruined this team this season.
Well, look at the common denominator from last year to this year. What happened?
Yeah,
same team.
Yeah.
They even got a guy back who was hurt.
Yeah,
didn't play well, but
Hayward. Yeah,
but what's the difference last year is everyone's expectations were, oh, well, they lost Kyrie, they got all these young guys, but they put together something pretty special for what they're out there, and they were playing fast, they were playing good, they're playing together. And then this year, you know, there's a lot of seemed like drama, things going on and that weren't it wasn't functioning properly.
Yeah.
All cylinders weren't firing. Mm-hmm. And then they're not, you know, they should have played longer, or they should have played better, but they didn't. So why? What's the reasoning?
All right. Well,
coach seems good. I like the coach.
I do too. I think Brad Stevens is a good coach. All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks, guys.
I mean, it's been what's up for the weekend? Any big plans?
I'm going up to Maine on Friday, but nice. I'll be back late night.
What are you doing up there?
I got to do an appearance up there.
Okay.
So I'll be in Portland fly
up. Are you going to like an Aubuchon Hardware or something?
Well, I've done some things at hardware stores. Okay. Hammond Lumber, if you are up in Maine, go see Mike Hammond. He's the best.
Okay.
Sorry. What am part I in trouble for that?
No, no, it's fine. What part of Maine is that?
Huh?
What part of Maine is it?
That was in Bangor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Portland.
Portland.
Yeah.
Portland, great city. Great food city.
Good beer, right?
Great beer.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Bissell. Good breweries.
Go to Bissell Brothers.
Bissell Brothers. I'll
go to Bissell Brothers.
I'll go.
And then you should, I mean, you got to get a lobster roll at Eventide. They have warm lobster rolls over at Eventide.
They toast the bun real nice.
Yeah, they have the unique buns. They're different
unique
buns.
Unique buns. There's nothing like this.
Unique buns.
Unique buns.
Nothing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Well, thanks for filling in for LB. That's Rob Ninkovich, former New England Patriot, and we'll be right back with the news. Hey, sincere apologies on some kind of an issue that the stream had, the radio.com app had this morning with commercials playing over and over and over again. Not our intent.
Yeah, no. We've heard a workaround from some people that if you close out of the app and relaunch it, that they've had success righting that issue, but the powers that be are aware of the problem.
They are?
Yes,
okay.
All allegedly.
Right, so we're not trying to play 47 commercials in a row.
What commercial was it? Was it the Greg Hill here?
No.
Greg Hill here.
Greg
Hill here.
I believe it was Guillermo's sausage.
Oh, Guillermo's?
Guillermo's sausage.
Juicy sausage.
Yeah. It's 9:38. We are off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I am going up to see Julia Hill graduate from St. Lawrence University. 4 years of hard work. I'll be blubbering like a fool.
Yes, you will.
Some angry texter earlier was like, why did Danielle and Shu have to take the day off when you take the day off? I mean, they're entitled to vacation
day.
They also get to use vacation days.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
I can change that. We can come in, Danielle.
I got plans.
Don't look at me like that.
No, uh-huh. It's not happening.
Yeah.
I already put my request in through the online software system.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't take it back.
As did I.
But we'll be back Monday.
Yeah.
And I think we'll have immediate Game of Thrones talk. I noticed that there's...
Ooh.
I noticed there's a petition online at change.org to redo the season with different writers.
That's not what that's for.
And that's
yes, it is. It's for everything. Just like GoFundMe.
Yeah. So a lot of people, thousands and thousands and thousands of people demanding that this season be redone by HBO.
It's denial.
I don't think they're going to do it. But that's never been done before. That would be actually a pretty cool... stunt would be to spend another $40 million or whatever and redo season 8 with a completely a totally different plot line the whole way through.
Good. I demand that Netflix redo Arrested Development season 4.
Yeah,
we're
going to
go down that road.
Seriously.
I mean, come on.
They did that with the show Supernatural. The fans said, like, they canceled it. The fans said, I want you to bring it back. And
well, things have been brought back.
Yeah, but not redoing
but
whole
not,
season.
No season that you thought was a bad season has ever been redone by any network.
I'd also like them to redo the series finale of Seinfeld.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Latham Mass, my eye.
Let's see. Monday on the show, the governor will be in here for Breakfast with Baker, and we'll talk with Andy King from the Fire Festival documentary.
Yes.
Both documentaries, but the Netflix one is the best one in my humble opinion.
Greg, huge potential smiley face killer news.
Really?
Yes. There's a man who claims he was given a date rape drug at the same bar in Portsmouth that a man went missing from at the end of April.
You're kidding me.
No. The Clipper Tavern is where it happened. Over the weekend, there were reports that an individual had reportedly been drugged there. Now, Adam Camerato from Elliott, Maine, who's 32, went missing on April 27th.
We talked about that and the potential for smiley face.
Correct.
And they haven't found his body yet.
They have not.
Okay.
They said that they've searched using drones. They've looked through surveillance video. They've deployed canine teams. They say that the last time that they saw him, or the last place they were able to track him, was walking alone northbound on State Street toward a bridge to Maine. So people wondered, you know, within the Portsmouth community, was this guy just overly intoxicated or did someone drug him?
Right.
And then over the weekend, there was a case where this had happened. Now, police say that they do not believe that the two incidents are connected, but a lot of
people are speculating. Why do they say that all the time?
I don't know. Like, I don't have information as to what they've, you know, found during their investigation, but...
excuse me. You have a guy who's saying, I was given a date rape drug at the same bar that a guy went missing from. It clearly indicates the MO of what some experts say the smiley face killer or killers does.
These guys are in the age demo.
Right. I mean,
man, it's somebody that is of prominence, and they're being held back.
They need like a national FBI task force, like profilers and all the rest of that stuff.
Maybe it is an FBI agent.
Oh, I don't know about that, but they have to have an extensive investigation on that. Mm-hmm. They have to. Today's weather brought to you by Solar Wolf Energy. Spring is the best time to go solar this month. Switch to solar through Solar Wolf Energy and get a free brand name grill with your signed contract. Solar equals savings, and for a limited time, a brand new grill. Join the Wolf Pack and learn more at solarwolfenergy.com. It's going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to be in the 60s today, 63 for a high. Want to get to the news?
Yeah.
All right. Sponsoring the news this hour?
Cantiani Insurance. Waiting at the line, in line at the registry is awful, but Cantiani goes for their clients every day for free. Want to save money? Call 508-791-2088 or go to CantianiAgency.com for all of your insurance needs. Cantiani Insurance in Worcester or the East Douglas Insurance Agency in Douglas. Great service, great prices. Brought to you also by Subaru of New England, featuring the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Fully redesigned inside and out for all you love about springtime in New England, which is finally here. You can find a Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Creepy.
The Hillman Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
Can I put a camera in the lady toilet?
Back up, you creep.
Pennsylvania man in trouble for repeatedly drilling holes into the dressing room walls at the local Target.
What?
Oh, yep. Boy. This happened in Chester County.
How desperate are these guys?
I don't know how you get
and
there.
And what's the thrill? Like the that's the voyeurism thrill.
Yeah, everybody's got their thing, I guess.
Not getting caught. That's probably the thrill.
Right? Guess, watching you try on some oversized panties.
but a drill.
A drill.
It's loud. Yeah.
Well, we learned yesterday that Shu got into the Lohman's dressing room for free. He was invited in there.
I was with my mother.
Yeah.
He was invited in the dressing room at Lohman's.
Mm-hmm. So Sean Anderson is this fella's name. I don't have an age on him, unfortunately, but he's been charged with criminal mischief. Now, in West Pottsgrove Township, this is where that happened. A loss prevention officer at Target was aware that someone had been drilling holes into the changing room walls, and they did have a description of the suspect. So on May 4th, they noticed that the holes appeared in a dressing room where they had previously caulked them over. Uh-huh. I'd be careful there. And then on May 9th, a loss prevention officer noticed this guy going in and out of the dressing room. So she's like, this looks a little suspicious. Let me go take a peek. And when she went down there, she noticed that the holes had been re-drilled.
Ugh.
So she called police. Now they're now they've arrested this guy. He's out on bond right now, but Target shoppers are a little freaked out by this.
I've never walked in and thought that there might be holes in there. But after hearing that story, I mean, that's something that I would probably be aware of in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Look around before you undress somewhere. Go to the bathroom.
You won't even know. It's like, you know, they're hiding a little tiny eraser-sized camera in the toilet paper roll holder. It's just, it's terrifying. There's more news from our favorite state down south.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Florida.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
Not like the rest of us.
We love you, Florida.
Well, there's a massive traffic jam that happened on the Courtney Campbell Causeway in Tampa last Friday. Drivers were pulling over, calling the Coast Guard and news channels because they thought they saw a group of manatees in distress.
Oh.
Is a group of manatees a pod? I'm not sure. I'll have to look that up.
I'm not a marine virologist.
That's true. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Evidently, they weren't in distress, but rather they were having an orgy.
Really?
A manatee orgy.
A manatee orgy.
It's a rarely seen reproduction process known as a mating ball. And it's basically a sea fight. So it's the males are all competing for the attention of one female. And if you've ever had guppies in your fish tank at home, you know how this goes if you have too many males because they chase the females. But if you have a group of aggressive males that corral with a small number of females in shallow waters, this helps the mating process, I guess.
So you mean it's like last call at the Grand when there's like one chick and 47 guys that are still left in the place?
Yep.
Oh, that poor manatee, the poor female manatee.
Yeah. And you need to clarify that statement a little bit further. One ugly chick that they brought along, the hot chicks bring to make themselves feel better about having a diverse group of friends who's left after all the smoke shows went home with the athletes and everyone else who was there that the 47 guys have to vie for.
Jeez.
In effect, being what we could call, because it's the season, a slump buster.
Well, yeah, I mean, who knew that manatees were having orgies all the time in the water?
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if that happened during one of those, hey, swim with the manatee things? You know, you go down there, hey, kids, want to do something cool? Swim with the manatees. And then there's a mating ball all of a sudden happening.
Oh, he's chasing me. Oh, what is that?
Grab the children.
Oh, God. He's got it out.
Here's a text that says, how many of us will now have manatee orgy in our search history after this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm sure everybody's doing it right now.
Not even close to the worst thing in my search history,
As soon as the show's over, I'm going to go search manatee orgy.
That's actually probably an entire genre of porn of which we're not aware, and I don't mean manatee in the animal sense.
Check the hub.
Exactly. will you be watching the series finale of Big Bang Theory tonight, Greg? I know you're a huge fan of Sheldon and the crew.
I gotta tell you, I've never watched 1 minute of that show. I never understood the success of it.
They have done so incredibly well with that show. They had 12 seasons, 279 episodes, and most of their seasons were either at or near the top of the Nielsen TV ratings. And that's, you know, for Thursday night. That's a big deal on television still. Oh, but yeah, it's going to be the series finale tonight at 8 on CBS.
I will be watching the Bruins game, so I won't. Tell me what happens.
No, you're not switching back and forth?
No, I won't. You can tell me what happens.
Don't be speaking into your remote.
Yeah, tell me what happens.
Put on Big Bang Theory.
The remote goes, what?
What? Do you want me to call 911? That's Greg's. That'll be Greg's, like, Greg's bat signal for the police. Like, if he tweets, I'm currently watching the Big Bang Theory, I'd immediately be like, oh, my God, someone go to the house in Stowe and check on him. He's clearly been kidnapped. This is a distress signal.
I can't get out of the panic room.
All the snacks and forgot to replenish them. Monkey, have Uber Eats come to the panic room.
all right, what else? Anything else in the news today that's worth talking about?
Let me see what else. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you see the brewery that offered the free beer as the reward to find their stolen van?
No.
And they found it in less than 45 minutes?
No.
This is so great. This is a true testament to what motivates people in 2019. So Monday morning, somebody stole a van from the Unknown Brewing Company in Charlotte, North Carolina. So they posted a pic of the van on Twitter. It's one of those long Chevy kind of work vans. It's dark gray in color, and it's got neon green lettering on the side. Real hard to miss it. So they offered a reward of free beer, specifically a keg party on them, for whomever was able to locate the van for them. The van was found within 42 minutes. A woman named Caroline saw it parked on the side of the street. She let the brewery and the police know. The police are still trying to track down the thieves, and Caroline is going to be getting her free beer.
Oh,
that's sweet, nice. Caroline.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see during the PGA Championship press conference Tuesday that when Tiger Woods was basically ripping John Daly because Daly is being allowed to use a cart in the PGA Championship.
Oh. Is he drinking again? Is that why?
Well, I think if he were drinking, they wouldn't want him driving a cart.
Right.
They put one of those steering wheel breathalyzer things you have to blow
interlock?
In the interlock on John Daly's cart.
The inner cart device?
Yeah, well, he has like a knee injury, yeah. And the PGA decided to allow him to use a cart.
Okay.
Which Tiger was asked about it by a guy from the Associated Press, and he was basically calling John Daly out.
As far as JD taking a cart, well, I walked with a broken leg, so.
Captain Topper.
Right. Oh, okay.
I walked with a broken leg.
How many Ambien were you on while you were doing that? Like 600?
Right.
Well, I don't know if it's that big of an advantage. I mean,
he's playing with a bum knee anyway.
Right.
Right.
Right. I guess theoretically you're walking 18.
Yeah.
That's a long walk.
Thursday, yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days. You know, I guess maybe. Maybe it is an advantage for John Daly, but I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, is it for John Daly?
I feel like John Daly could have like a coronary at any moment.
Yeah.
I don't want to jinx anything or anything, but yeah.
He's probably played, you know, after drinking two bottles of vodka. And
yeah.
You know, so a bum knee, I mean, it's probably pretty minor.
What?
I don't think it's a huge advantage.
Is he wearing the pants?
What, the plaid?
Those crazy, like, doesn't he have some kind of like crazy Jackson Pollock wrestling pants?
Oh, of course. Well, he was a part of that company that did the really cool, like crazy golf pants company.
Okay.
That,
if the card isn't a big advantage, then why don't you walk 18 when you play?
I'm not playing. It's because I'm lazy.
Oh, okay.
It's not an advantage.
Okay.
It's not an advantage.
It gets you to the turn quicker so you can get your hot dogs.
Amateur rules, Daniel.
Yeah, true.
Amateur rules.
Yeah.
Oh, we're amateur, all right.
I mean, there's. I've mentioned this in the past. I'd be willing to wager that there is no better hot dog available on a golf course in the United States of America than the one that is available at the turn at the International. It's never encountered one.
Right.
So, but Loudmouth Pants was the name of his company.
Yes. John and they
Daly.
Were that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very, very loud.
All right. Well, here's somebody who says huge advantage for John Daly. You think?
I don't think you're getting as fatigued because you're cutting out granted, it's not the most. Well, I don't know because I don't play golf. If it's the most taxing part, but I think you're cutting out a fairly significant portion of just kind of
walking,
middle physical activity.
Hello, Brian.
Regarding Tiger, saying that he walked on a broken leg.
Yes.
After shipping out of Puppy Gate, crawling to the fridge to finish the rest of the banana cream pie, Dairy Queen Blizzard. Mm. Does that count? Mm.
I had to crawl. Because there was no assistance provided by my son, Priest Hill. I mean,
that's heroic.
I told him, I think I've broken my ankle or my leg or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like for some assistance. And he said, I've sprained my ankle many times.
Yeah.
Get over it.
You'll get nothing
old,
and like it.
Old man.
Spalding.
Get over it. All right. This is Mark. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Gregory.
What's up, Marcus?
The reason why John Daly is using the golf cart, as Mike Shue puts it, he's got the, diabetes.
Barbados.
Here's a text that says, great, now I have to drink a couple John Daly's for lunch. Great drink, the John Daly. That's the Arnie Palmer with vodka.
Yeah,
the John
that's
Daly.
Fantastic. Does Tiger have a drink yet? I can think of a couple.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here. We'll be back on Monday with the governor in the studio for Breakfast with Baker and some Game of Thrones talk. I am waiving the Wednesday rule because of the series finale it's all over after Sunday night. And as I said yesterday, if Jon Snow is not seated on the Iron Throne at the end of Sunday night's episode, mm-hmm. then it is an epic failure, a failure for the ages when it comes to the writers of that series. Nothing less than Jon Snow on the throne leaves me satisfied. Nothing. So we'll be back. We'll talk about that on Monday. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at WAAF.com or on the radio.com app. That's the radio.com app. Up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock, and it is completely commercial free. Could not be prouder on the way out of my daughter, Julia Hill.
I know. Congrats, Jules. Yeah, I'm so congrats. Happy for her.
So I just want to, by the off chance that she's somehow awake during senior week and listening, I just want to, I have watched her grow from a tiny little baby into an amazingly successful woman. And she's not only worked hard when it comes to the educational portion of college, but mm-hmm. Played 4 years of soccer.
Standout athlete.
Is just the best part about it is she's a great person.
Yes, and she's so a wonderful, wonderful young woman.
That's the most important part of all this crap is that you come out being a great person, and she is. So I don't want to cry before I get out of here, but I want to say congratulations to her, and I could not be prouder.
Did you pay for all 4 years of her undergraduate education because you had changed only three diapers? Did you feel bad about that? It was the guilt, right?
Yeah, it was the diaper
obligation.
Guilt. So, let's see. Here's a text that says, "Greg, honestly, it feels like just a few months ago you were driving with her for the first time, complaining about the ride." Well, yeah. Somebody texted in earlier and said, they've been listening to the show. They remember announcing that she was born 21 years ago. God, I'm old.
A little bit.
All right. Thanks a lot for listening, and talk to you on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.